I'm Elizabeth Harrison. State lawmakers failed to pass a bill requiring automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, in all middle and high schools. Rhode Island Public Radio's Kristen Gourlay joins us now to talk about why leaving this legislation on the table could have consequences. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, Liz.
Is it really necessary to have AEDs in schools? Do kids have heart attacks that often?
No, not heart attacks, but cardiac arrest is different. In a cardiac arrest, the heart stops unexpectedly and often with no warning signs. The victim collapses, goes unconscious, and stops breathing. You know, there's no pulse. During a heart attack, blood flow to the heart is blocked. So the heart usually continues beating and the victim remains conscious. Of course, both require immediate medical attention, but someone in cardiac arrest will die within minutes without it. The American Heart Association recommends using AEDs in combination with CPR immediately, but you have to know how.
So that's why where you experience cardiac arrest matters.
Right. The research shows you're much more likely to survive if your heart stops in a public place rather than at home, for example. And that's because you're likelier to be around someone who's trained in CPR and can act fast. More about that in a second, but as far as your other question about kids, there's a new report from the Institute of Medicine exploring how to improve cardiac arrest survival rates, which, by the way, haven't changed much over the past few decades. And this affects adults and kids. More than 500,000 people in the U.S. experience cardiac arrest each year, and nearly 13,000 of them are children.
And Kristen, you mentioned CPR, and we have some experience with that. Mm-hmm. You and I and a bunch of Rhode Island Public Radio staff recently took a CPR class. Mm-hmm. We learned the first step is call 911. The next step is starting CPR.
Right. And CPR, for people who haven't had the training, is a combination of rhythmic chest compressions followed by rescue breaths. And you repeat that until help arrives or the victim starts breathing again. It seems a little hard at first, doesn't it? But you get the hang of it. And have a listen, Liz. Here's the class practicing those compressions, and you can hear the click of the mannequin's chest.
How far down the chest goes?
2 inches.
At least two. Ready? Begin. One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.
Kristen, we also learned how to use an AED to shock the heart into a normal rhythm. Why are we starting to see these machines more often in airports and public buildings?
Well, because as you said, an AED can kind of reset the heart and bring back a normal heart rhythm. They usually include a couple of pads that you attach to the victim's chest and a button you push to deliver the shock. And that gets the blood flowing again to the brain and major organs. And of course, that can mean the difference between life and death. Of course, it's important to get trained in CPR because you might not always have an AED nearby. But this new IOM report finds that less than 3% of Americans have been trained. Compared to some European countries that mandate training, like Norway, for example, we're way behind.
That report you mentioned, it identifies some big disparities in survival rates for victims of cardiac arrest. One statistic really stunned me. White patients are nearly twice as likely to survive a cardiac arrest than Black or Hispanic patients. Why is that?
Well, it's well understood that socioeconomic status affects health outcomes. We're not entirely sure how sometimes, but there is an established link. For cardiac arrest, there's evidence that Blacks and Hispanics aren't as likely to have CPR training. They may not be as likely to use the 911 system. And they may not have immediate access to high-quality health care. Those are some of the most important factors when it comes to surviving cardiac arrest. So the Institute of Medicine says we need to do a much better job of connecting those communities with training and information. And they recommend we train people across the lifespan, including in school.
Kristen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Kristen Gourlay covers healthcare for Rhode Island Public Radio. There's a picture of station staff trying to save some very forgiving mannequins, plus links to more resources about cardiac arrest at our website, ripr.org.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.